Abstract Facts with Zach. It's Daily Scramble Live. And we're going to continue with our theme of Hollywood. That's what we're talking about today on Abstract Facts. Yesterday, we found out some interesting little anecdotes. Muhammad Ali has the only star on the wall. It's not on the sidewalk because he requested that he did not want to be walked on. So it's on the wall of the Kodiak Theater. That's just one from yesterday. So we're going to move forward. It's crazy growing up so close to Hollywood, isn't it? I wonder what the rest, you know, it has such a far-reaching influence on the rest of the world, and we live right next to it. Like, for most people in the world, they wouldn't accidentally run into a celebrity, but we might. It's crazy. It's weird to think about. So, here's some interesting facts about Hollywood. This is a little bit of history. You may know this, but just the origins. One major reason that Hollywood emerged as the center of filmmaking is because early on, most movie-making patents were held by Thomas Edison's company in New Jersey, and filmmakers were sued to stop their productions, so they fled west to escape this. Enforcement was difficult out here, so that's some of the origins of Hollywood. This one's awesome. The blinking light atop the Capitol Records Tower spells out the word Hollywood in Morse code. It's done so since the building's opening in 1956. Did anybody know that? Pretty cool. Here's another one. In 1904, the voters of Hollywood decided by a majority of 113-96 to banish the sale of alcohol in the town, except for medicinal purposes. We all know how that worked out. But isn't that funny to think of alcohol being only legal for medicinal purposes? Interesting. Hollywood has had a population of feral chickens living under a freeway since the 1970s. I think Anthony Kiedis is responsible for that. Just kidding. Nobody knows how they got there. All efforts to remove them have failed. All right, one more for you today on Abstract Facts. We're talking about Hollywood. So this one goes along the lines of how influential Hollywood is. Only one species of frog goes ribbit, but it has become a national and global cliche because that frog resides in Hollywood and was used for sound effects. Wonder how many other cliches Hollywood is responsible for. They're the modern Shakespeare. All right, that's going to do for Abstract Facts today. Tomorrow we're going to have a little break for hump day for our normal Abstract Facts. I'm going to be joined by a holiday correspondent. He celebrates holidays every single day, and he's going to tell you what you're missing out on. Ryan Knudsen tomorrow, just before 8 a.m. on Daily Scramble Live. Now back to Generational Alt-Rock.